Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are speaking with Dave Frey of TerraPeak.com about using market research to capitalize on the holiday shopping season. Dave, we were talking there about, we went over differentiating yourself and finding out what your competition is doing, and once you find out what your competition is doing. But let's talk about listings themselves. Having a clear listing title is important all year round. It's even more important this time of year with the amount of products for sale during the holiday season. Give us some information about what makes a good listing title and what doesn't.
Right, and as I touched on a bit earlier, the best thing to do, the most important thing, is to make it clear and descriptive. A lot of times sellers do what's called, you know, keyword spamming, where they just throw a whole bunch of keywords in there to try to make their listings come up in an auction. But if you've ever, or in a search on eBay, but if you've ever tried to figure out what those sellers are actually selling, it can be pretty difficult. So really, it's taking that that space that you have for your listing title and really focusing on making it clear and descriptive so that people know exactly what you're selling. And then secondly, after you have a clear and descriptive title, you want to make sure that you're in fact using the keywords that the buyers use to search, because the only way you come up in a search is if you actually have the keywords in your title that buyers are searching. And a way to find that out, there's a lot of different places you can look at. You can look at The Pulse on eBay.com, and as well you can actually do keyword research within eBay. And we actually have a tool that we're testing right now called the Title Builder, and it's available at www.terrapeak.com/title builder, and that actually helps you build your titles based on eBay research, and you can build the most profitable title based on, you know, how much, what the average price is and different things like that. So we recommend people go there and test that out, because it's a great free tool for constructing great listing titles.
Well, now, Dave, being as busy as it is this time of year, of course a very busy selling season, as we've been discussing, is there anything that can help sellers speed up their research at this time of year?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the first thing is if sellers aren't using a research tool to do their research right now, I think definitely signing up for a research tool and doing that. And it's great because a lot of the research tools offer a free trial, and TerraPeak offers a 2-week free trial as well. But once you're in and using a research tool, there's definitely some ways that you can speed it up. And one thing that we recommend is for sellers to find out, you know, what are their key products that they're researching every time? Who are their top competitors that they're researching every time? And then you can save those searches and actually have them emailed to you on a weekly basis. So you don't have to log in and do the research yourself. You get the data directly emailed to you, and then you can, you know, just keep up on the trends that way. So that's one. That's probably the biggest way to save time this holiday season, is just knowing what you want to research, having those saved and emailed to you.
Excellent.
So when should I list my items on eBay to take advantage of the Boxing Day craze? Now,
right.
That's something from my childhood. Boxing Day in South Africa was a very big day. And so I'm not in the United States, not so much, or Chris?
No, but Canada, yes, I believe, right?
Canada, very much, right?
And that's where you are, Dave, right?
Yeah, well, this takes us back to kind of what you mentioned before about January. And realistically, sales after Christmas really start taking off again January 3rd. And like I said, there's double the amount of sales on January 3rd as there were on December 14th. But the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, how do you actually capitalize on that? That there are a large number of buyers still in the holiday season who may or may not have got exactly what they wanted for Christmas. So one thing to keep in mind is that this January 3rd coming up, that it falls on a Tuesday, and so really keeping in, I believe it's on a Tuesday. It's definitely during the week, and keeping in mind that keeping your auctions closing in the evening time between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. is a good time, because there might be people who are actually now back at work and might be coming home and purchasing after that. Another thing to note is that in the holiday season, that actually 1, 3, and 5 day auctions in January have actually a better sell-through rate, a success rate of over 75% or higher. So really trying to shorten those auction times as well.
My American calendar has the third on a Wednesday.
Is it a Wednesday? Okay.
Yeah, but I know things are different in Canada. So.
Not that different.
You guys have a different calendar up there, right?
Yeah, we also have 25 hours in the day. It's crazy.
But you know what's interesting about what we're talking about here is that really, I mean, we're so close to the Christmas itself right now. And I think we've shared a lot of really good tips, and we're going to do some more about Christmas right now. But the interesting thing about the third or Boxing Day is that people oftentimes don't think of these other opportunities. They don't take advantage of days like Boxing Day or the third. And that's one of the things that I think using a tool like Terapeak or using a research tool, you will uncover these markets. You know, you uncover these great days for sales. And I think that's what Chris and I always emphasize about research, is that it's not what you assume it is. You really need to look at the numbers and look at the data. And now that everybody's listened to this, hopefully everybody will start forming a strategy for the third, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, market research is just, I mean, everything, Rob, that we talk about having to do with market research and product sourcing and everything else, you have to realize this is an ongoing process. I mean, it's not, you know, you don't want to just jump on some research at Christmas time so, you get some good sales out. I mean, product sourcing, you know, finding your wholesalers, getting your market research done, understanding the market, this is an ongoing business process, you know.
Yeah.
The big guys do it, and you don't wonder how Walmart got to be Walmart. This is what they do. You know, they know what people are looking for. They plan, and they keep doing this research, and they keep doing their product sourcing, and they keep moving forward all the time with this. This is something you do in your business all year round, all day long, a little bit at a time, right?
You know, out of curiosity, are there any things that actually sell better after Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, there really are, and it again, it depends on the types of products that you sell, and you know, the nature of these products. There's a couple examples. I mean, calculators, for specifically, don't sell well at Christmas, but really...
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But
they take a huge jump right in January. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you've got calculators to sell, it's best to wait till January, and you see a huge jump in calculator sales in January.
Huh.
Another thing... So that kind of falls under the product group of, it's a necessity. I mean, people aren't buying calculators just for fun. It's something that you need. So it's going to be less affected by the holiday season than other things. What we found with collectibles, one thing, hockey cards actually don't sell well at Christmas at all. They actually sell well in the two months leading up to playoffs. So they sell better in January through March. And again, that's because, you know, that's the time when those buyers are wanted. They're not, you know, if you're collecting things, it's tough to buy, a real hardcore collector something that they really want for Christmas because, you know,
right.
You're not an expert, right? So, things like that. And then another category that really takes off, really takes off after Christmas is the baby category. So, clothing for babies actually really starts spiking in January as well. So there's a lot of different products, and it's, you know, depending on the nature of those products, they're going to sell better in the months after Christmas rather than actually in the Christmas holiday season.
Right. Who would have thunk that January is a big baby month? Yeah. Well, there you go. So a lot of sellers want to perform extra analysis on a good once they have researched it in Terapeak. Is this possible? I mean,
yeah.
What other extra analysis can they do?
Well, you know, within therapy, when you log in and you get your research, you know, you see it that day. And it's kind of how you guys were mentioning prior, that it's an ongoing process and that you really want to compare your research. You know, you want to do it very often. You want to get that research emailed to you and stay on top of the trends. And so what Terapeak's done is created an export function where you can actually take that information and put it into an Excel spreadsheet and perform any other type of analysis that you want on it. And you can actually build analysis on top of it and, you know, really simply do research this week and then take next week's and plug it in there again and see how your specific products are trending over time and really get a good understanding of what's happening. So and customize it and do it the way you want. So that's a function that we put in there for sellers as well.
Hmm. So when researching a product to sell, what are the key indicators of how well this product is going to sell on eBay? What are the main things? You know, just big picture perspective here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this comes into, obviously, when you're doing product sourcing. But there's three main indicators that we say people should look at when evaluating products. And the first thing to analyze, obviously, is the selling price. You wanna make sure that your products are actually selling at an average price where you can make some money. If that's the case, then you wanna look at how much volume is actually selling. So if you have a great opportunity to buy a lot of, you know, 50 items, or like the cappuccino guy we talked about before, well, how many of those are actually selling on eBay? Are you gonna be able to sell enough of those to make a profit?
Sure.
So the first thing is selling price, and then you want to look at volume. And then another thing that you want to analyze is what we call the sell-through rate. And that looks at what percentage of the items that are listed on eBay actually end up in a sale. So you want to try to find items that have a high chance of selling, or that a good proportion of those sell. And that can really help you understand exactly, you know, if I have 50 of these, am I going to sell 40, am I going to sell 30, or am I going to sell all of them? And it can help you gauge your sales and understand how, it's a really good indicator of how well something is selling on eBay.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, you know, a lot of the factors that we talk about when we talk about sourcing, you know, how reliable is the supplier going to be? What kind of wholesale pricing are you getting? What kind of shipping relationship do they have? You know, those kinds of traditional sourcing factors then kind of come into that decision after that as well.
Absolutely.
It's why, you know, research and sourcing work so well together. So any other tips there for researching a product?
Well, one of the things that we say is that it's really important to pay attention to the trend and how that item is trending when you're deciding whether or not to invest in inventory. So you don't only want to see how that product has done, you know, in the past week or 2 weeks. You want to see how it's performing over, you know, the past 90 days, or if you've got a category, to see how well that category is doing over the past 2 years. Is it increasing or is it decreasing? Because you obviously want to try to bet, like the stock market, you want to bet on products and that are, you know, going to be increasing in popularity, so that you're not stuck with you know, old inventory that nobody wants. You want to get those products that are increasing and trending upwards.
And Dave, how far out do you want a trend? I mean, you obviously, if you find a trend on eBay that you didn't know about before, you know, that's coming close to peaking, you still have to go out and find suppliers of those products.
Absolutely.
So you want to push your trending out a couple, 3 months, don't you, so that you can understand what you're going to be doing in the near future?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it really depends on what you're selling. If you're selling really high demand items, you can look at the last, you know, 14 days to see how those are trending and to stay current. But when you're deciding for inventory, you want to look back as far as you can. You want to see, you know, what category are these selling in, and look at that, you know, the prior 2 years to see, is this item, you know, is it going up? Is it going down? And you know, what is the trend for this item?
And that is our time for today with Dave Frey of www.terrapeak.com. Dave, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it. Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment, when the Entrepreneur Magazine Product Sourcing Show continues. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Robin Cowie.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. Lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your 4-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations! Your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly 3 decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
For exciting and informative articles and features, visit Entrepreneur.com, the world's largest small business website.